From NPR West, I'm Jack Spear. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton arrived in Islamabad, Pakistan today after a massive car bomb ripped through a crowded market in Peshawar, killing at least 90 people, and she was quick to condemn the attack.
These attacks on innocent people are cowardly. They are not courageous. They are cowardly.
Mrs. Clinton was in Pakistan to show U.S. support for the government's offensive against insurgents near the Afghan border. The Peshawar attack was the latest in a series that has stricken the country since the army began the assault on Taliban strongholds some 2 weeks ago. A trucking contractor from Kansas City says he used an AK-47 to hold off a group of attackers at a guest house in the Afghan capital of Kabul today, long enough so that some people could escape, though officials say attackers were still able to kill 11 people, including 5 UN workers. The guest house was being used by more than 24 UN staff, most of whom are serving as advisors for next month's runoff election there. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack, in which the gunmen were apparently dressed in police uniforms. The seesaw nature of the economic recovery is showing up in the sales of new homes. Sales fell unexpectedly last month, NPR's Charles Snyder reports.
The Commerce Department says new home sales fell 3.6% in September to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 402,000. It was the sector's first drop in 6 months and was driven by a nearly 11% decline in the western U.S. and a 10% drop in the south. Despite a showing that many economists had expected to be better, the number of new homes left on the market at the end of the month shrank to its smallest in years, and the median sales price rose to nearly $205,000, up from the $199,900 median in August. Trends in the housing market have been influenced by low mortgage rates, more affordably priced homes, and a tax credit for first-time home buyers that expires at the end of the month. Congress is considering extending it. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
After months of negotiations, House Democrats may finally be ready to unveil a health care bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is said to be planning a formal announcement tomorrow morning, with the measure reaching the House floor sometime next week. In the Senate, meanwhile, Democratic leaders are trying to round up support for a bill with a modified public option. The defense measure that President Barack Obama signed today will expand current hate crime laws to include violence based on sexual orientation and other factors. After years of failing to get that expansion approved, Democrats this time attested to a must-pass defense policy bill that was over the objections of many Republicans. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 119 points to end the session at 9,762. That was a decline of more than 1%. The NASDAQ dropped 56 points to close at 2,059. The S&P 500 fell 20 points today. This is NPR. According to a trustee overseeing the liquidation of the assets of Bernard Madoff, just over $500 million has now been paid out to victims of the jailed financier. In a briefing today, trustee Irving Picard said so far investigators have confirmed losses of around $21 billion to some 2,300 customer accounts. Money being paid out in restitution is coming from the Securities Investors Protection Corporation, created by Congress and funded by the securities industry. Earlier this year, the 71-year-old Madoff pleaded guilty to running a multi-billion dollar Ponzi scheme. He was sentenced to 150 years in prison. Orders for so-called big-ticket items, those are things designed to last 3 years or more, were up in December. The government reports the largest jump in demand for machinery in a year and a half helped to offset weakness in orders for commercial aircraft and autos. Commerce Department says orders for durable goods were up 1% last month, roughly in line with analysts' expectations. Even excluding the volatile transportation sector, orders were up by a larger than expected 0.9%. 65 years after his plane crashed in the Pacific Ocean, the remains of Air Force Sergeant Robert Stinson had been returned to California. The then 24-year-old flight engineer was aboard a B-24J Liberator bomber that was shot down over a group of islands in the South Pacific. Divers from a nonprofit group found the wreckage in 2004, and family members were alerted earlier this year the DNA of Stinson's two surviving brothers was a match for some bone fragments found at the crash site. Stinson will be buried Friday at Riverside National Cemetery. Crude oil futures prices ended the session lower today. Oil was down more than $2 a barrel, or roughly 2%, to close at $77.46 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.